you for tuning in to the Epiphany program on Holy Family Radio with your host, Deacon Louis Zemlich. I'm your program producer, Luke Zemlich. On Epiphany, our goal is to have a moment, an epiphany that will bring us all closer to God. So stick around to have an epiphany with us. Welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich from Holy Family Radio, and we've got some special guests here today, right during this Christmas season, this Advent season that the church is in, and we have Fran Denny from Catholic Charities, right?
That's right. Okay. We changed our name a couple of years ago.
That's what we're going to be talking about. So we have Janine, who is the volunteer coordinator, and we have Ben, who is the director of ARC Services, also in the Kalamazoo Diocese. And we're glad you're here. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having us.
Excited to be here.
It's good to have you here. And so today we're going to talk about some special things that go on in the Diocese of Kalamazoo at Catholic Charities and the wonderful work that they do, especially the work that is done with the youth, especially the homeless youth. People who need a lot of help. And Ben's gonna talk a little bit about that. Fran's gonna talk about her area, and Janine's gonna talk about volunteering and some of the things in that area too, right? So we're gonna start off with Fran. Fran, tell us what's going on with the ARC, and I know home heating assistance too is right now a big fundraiser on that, right?
Yeah. What we're hoping to do here today is to help people think about the virtue of charity.
Amen.
And how this is a special season for us, Advent, and it's a time to think about what you do in terms of charity and how you might walk further down your pathway to holiness.
Amen.
We have lots of opportunities at Catholic Charities, and there are lots of opportunities in your community. We're going to be talking about the things that we have to offer and the things we invite people to do with us. Very soon, the diocese is going to be taking up a collection for home heating assistance.
Yes, in all the parishes, right?
Yes,
they have
that's
this
right.
every year.
Yep. And what happens is this is a program here in our diocese to help people keep heat and lights on in their homes during the winter.
Absolutely.
In other parts of the country, there are fundraising like this, and it's done in the summer, and it's done so that people can keep their homes cool,
right?
Especially in the south of our country.
Yep, cooling assistance.
But here, our problem is too much cold.
Yes, too much snow.
And and so, this collection is going to happen in the Diocese of Kalamazoo on the weekend of November 22nd and 23rd.
Which will be this weekend.
Yeah.
Which will be this coming up weekend.
And depending on what parish you're in, you may have an envelope in your envelope.
In the pews.
Yeah, you may have one in the pews, in the bulletin. You may have it in your little package of envelopes. It all depends on what your how your parish does it. May just be a second collection in your parish. So give what you can and think about the great help that you're going to be giving those people.
What's the average size gift, if I could interrupt for a second? What's the average size gift you see people giving?
Well, we in our program, it's the average gift? We don't know.
Well, okay.
We don't know, but we raise about $60,000 to $70,000 a year from everyone.
That is wonderful.
It is wonderful.
Wow.
And we give about $250 a year to each person we work with.
Okay.
And, but this is a very great work. We're collecting funds right now, but we need volunteers and certainly prayers to support this program.
You bet.
And here's what happens here. This is Catholic Charities, but it is everything that's done in this program in connecting with people and sending checks to the consumers energy or propane companies or whatever is done by volunteers.
Wow.
It's a wonderful volunteer work.
That's great.
And so at our office, We have people who come in 3 days a week between January 1st and about the end of March when we run out of money.
Okay.
And they take calls and write checks to the providers of utilities.
Okay.
And then the next great thing is that in the parishes, in just about every parish in the diocese, there's somebody who makes it their business to know what is available in the community to help people who have shutoff notices.
Okay.
And they meet with local people. Anybody who's requesting funds needs to go to a Catholic parish.
So they qualify all these people up front. So I'm gonna switch to Janine here for just a second and ask her about the people who volunteer to do this, since we're talking about this home heating assistance. I mean, can you elaborate on that? Would you like to elaborate on that a little bit? I mean, how many people does it take to do that? Or maybe I should ask this question to Fran. I don't know.
You know what? Actually, I was going to say, if you want to throw it back to Fran, because this is one of the areas that I don't oversee the volunteers. She works closely with Carrie in our office on doing that. Yeah.
So we
have another detail of doing a radio show, you know. See, the host does not always know everything perfectly, see, so that's okay.
We have about a dozen faithful, great volunteers who work at our office to do that part. And then there are about 50 volunteers who are out in the communities. So anybody who's listening who might want to volunteer could go to their pastor and say, you know, I'd like to do this. And it happens that, you know, it's a very rewarding work.
Yeah.
And it's only a short period of time in the year.
Yeah.
So a lot of people have the time, can organize their time, you know, to give this work to the church and to the people who need it. And but people, things change, and we need new people coming in,
too. Yeah.
So we're always looking for volunteers with this.
And usually this is because they get a turn-off notice or their power's been turned off, and they need this $250 just to get things back running again.
Well, you know what? Beyond that, those people who are in the parishes, you know, I mentioned that they know what's going on.
Right.
It's very, very, very local.
Yes.
Of what is available to people to help them with a problem like this. So what we do is those people who are the local people, they say, well, we know Catholic Charities can give $250. Now we're going to go to our other possible resources and see if they can give enough money so that we can get enough money together so that these people will not lose their heat or their electricity.
Right.
Because we don't want to just send the money for the utility company to get more money. We want to send it so the person actually experiences the heat or the electricity, you know?
Right.
So, and that gets a little complicated.
I bet it does.
Yeah. And for people who are under a lot of stress with having these shutoff notices and everything, it's just hard to find out how to do this.
Yeah.
So our volunteers are critically important.
Awesome.
It is awesome.
And they work with the power company to make sure that, hey, we're not just paying a past due amount. We want the power turned back on.
Right.
It's a
great thing.
Here's some money. Yeah. And it's got to be hard, you know, got to help the, you know, I kind of feel for the power company in a way, too, you know, because they're purchasing power, you know, or generating power. They have expenses, too. You know, it's not just.
Yeah. Well, they benefit from our work, too.
Yeah.
Because
Amen.
Then we
That's
go
right.
back
right.
and
That's
get,
right.
give them what they you know,
Absolutely.
Person intended to pay them, but
Absolutely.
Them was not able.
So we're asking all of you out there whether you go to Mass or not. And if you're not going to Mass, you know, we want you to come back, too. You know, I always like to mention that when we're talking on air, you know, how many Catholics who are listening to Catholic radio but are not coming back to church. You're not back to church yet, and you're not going to Mass, or you haven't been to reconciliation in a while. We want you to come home. We want you to come back
Absolutely.
To the Catholic Church. We miss you. We love you. And there's nothing that you haven't done that God can't heal. And we want to make that available to you. And sometimes this is a good way of doing this, too, when you come back into the churches, is finding something wonderful to do, like volunteering for Catholic Charities and this home heating assistance thing too, but always want to mention that, always reaching out for those who fallen away Catholics, you know, that we want you to come home. We want you to come home. So we also have, so on the next thing on our agenda, so remember this weekend when you go to Mass, don't be surprised, you know, the Father says home heating assistance, and maybe that gives you a chance to talk about it. So go ahead,
and if you don't go to Mass this weekend,
yes,
you can send a check either to Catholic Charities or to the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and just write in there that you want it to go to home heating, and that's where it will go.
Very
good. That's how you want to contribute.
And that's a great way to make a charitable contribution, too. So, and let's also mention the Catholic Charities website, which is CCCD. No, that's not right.
CCDO.
Oh, CC. Well, see, I'm going to get the website wrong, too.
That's okay. CCDOK. And then our number, if you are interested in volunteering, would be calling 269-381-9800.
And you can ask for Janine. That's...
Yep, ask for Janine. Or even with home heating, ask for Carrie, because she's been overseeing that. So.
Okay, very good. So it's ccdok.org. Is that correct?
Catholic Charities Diocese of Kalamazoo.
ccdok.org. So you can get, there's information on there on this too. Or send your check directly into Catholic Charities or the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And I know Bishop Bradley really is, that's very important to him too.
Yes.
Go ahead, Fran. You got another item?
Well, we've been working on something new this year. Maybe Janine would want to tell about that.
Okay.
That's we've established a prayer place at Caring Network.
Wonderful.
And we're going to have a special Advent activity.
Right. Well, in October, and this is going back a little bit, but we celebrated our 25th anniversary at Caring Network.
Wonderful.
And that was a wonderful event. And we opened up the prayer place at the Van Domlin Center, which is Caring Network.
That's on Southwestnage.
Yep,
very good.
And so we actually have a little room that we've designated, and we call it the prayer place. And we have volunteers that are there every Monday and Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. to pray for any intentions that our Catholic Charities participants might need or need prayers for. And so we are looking for volunteers to help with that.
Wonderful.
But during Advent, we are going to really just open it up to the community for them to call in, email, fax, whatever concerns, you know, issues that they're, that they have, and we will fill out a card for them.
Awesome.
And put it in our prayer box, and then our volunteers will come in and pray for them.
That's awesome.
And you can remain anonymous, or if you want, you can sign your name, and we'll, you know, make sure that, you know, you get your signed card back.
That's great.
All the prayers write little notes on these prayer cards, too.
Okay.
So when the card goes back to the person who asked for the prayers, they also have little notes and no names of people and when people were specifically praying for them.
Wow, that is really nice.
It's very powerful.
Yeah.
You know, I myself have filled out a couple, and when you get them back knowing that, you know, people have gathered and prayed for you is pretty remarkable. And, you know, we've even had... you know, clients at Caring Network moms who, you know, they get their cards, they meet with their case manager, and they see that they were prayed for. It's quite a moving experience for them.
That is fantastic. What a great idea. So now is that all day on Mondays and Wednesdays?
It's from noon to 1.
From noon to 1. That's
when that group is together.
That's when the group meets. So the group gathers together on Mondays and Wednesdays. But you will accept prayers all during the week?
Oh, yes. And people can come in and pray all during the
absolutely.
Week.
They can come in and pray.
And people do come in and pray. And our clients will go in there and pray.
So you've got like a little chapel there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, of course, this is non-denominational. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be Catholic.
That's right.
You don't even have to be a Christian. I mean, maybe you're searching. Maybe you don't know about God. Maybe you don't know about Jesus.
Right.
Maybe you've never been to church. Maybe you've never been baptized. We want you to come, right?
Absolutely.
We want you to come, and we will pray for you, and we won't try to convert you or make you do this or that or anything. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, they're going to go into a church. And remember that, too. You can always go to a Catholic church. You know, you know, you're always welcome. You know, whether you are a believer or not, you're always welcome to come and experience the Catholic experience of being at Mass, which is generally we read Scripture and we have Holy Communion. Of course, Holy Communion, you wouldn't go up for Holy Communion. But you're more than welcome to sing and pray with us. At any time. So this is a beautiful idea, Janine. How long have you guys been doing this?
Since October 2nd. We
so
opened it
new.
Up. Yeah,
so
it's brand new.
Many fruits already.
Right, already.
Wow,
and
isn't amazing?
You know, maybe we could explain a little bit, or I'd like to tell a little bit about what happens. So say you're having lunch on Thursday, and you work in downtown Kalamazoo.
Right.
And you think about this and think, maybe I could stop by. Well, you certainly could. Drive up, park, go to the front door. Our building is a secure building, so you'll have to buzz in. And then you just, the prayer place is in this lovely little alcove that has all windows. And you just walk in to the prayer place and sit there. And you may be all by yourself, or you may be. It's not a kind of environment if you're not if you think I'm not a very good prayer. It's kind of a welcoming, light
Absolutely.
Environment.
Yeah.
So just be there and be quiet and listen.
Right.
The other thing about that. So there may or may not be any people around. You know,
okay.
I was in there praying by myself the other day, and there was a mom on our internet cafe. We have access for the moms.
Sure.
And she was there. She had her little baby next to her. So while I was praying, I heard this, ooh, coo, coo, all these little cooing noises of the baby. It was very sweet.
Yeah.
So, right. So your experiences, you know, would be varied when you go there. But I think you walk out leaving thinking, I did a good thing.
Right,
day.
And we encourage
right
moms to bring their children. I
awesome.
Mean, we have,
yes.
you know, colors and markers. And so if, you know, anybody is out running errands during, you know, this busy time of year and they just feel like, I need an hour of quiet and peace and prayer,
right.
you know, come to Caring Network.
Awesome. In case you're just joining us, we're meeting with Fran Denny and also Janine and Ben. Ben's with the director of ARC Services. Here in Kalamazoo, the Diocese of Kalamazoo, Janine is a volunteer coordinator at Catholic Charities here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And we're talking about a lot of different subjects, but we're really home heating assistance and things that are going on during the holidays. And we've just been talking about this prayer room that they have at is it still called the Van Domelen Center?
Oh, yes.
It's the Van Domelen Center, because so the Van Domelen family, God bless them, they've been so generous over the years. But this is the name of the place there is?
Caring Network.
The Caring Network. Thank you very much, because I get all these. So we have Catholic Charities, Caring Network, which is on Southwestern. So it's
right
on Southwestern. Right. It's just outside of downtown Kalamazoo. And they got a little prayer room there. Now, the question I have for you, and I have to mention the website, or this is Holy Family Radio, and you're listening to the Epiphany Radio program. And my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich. So I have to remember to do all those things every so often. Did you pick October 2nd for a reason?
Fran, I don't remember.
It was about that time that we had our first open house.
Okay.
And when the building was actually 20 years old, right around then, too.
Okay. Do you know what that feast day is? That's the feast day of the Holy Guardian Angels.
That's right.
Isn't that just perfect? It's just so perfect for you guys.
Absolutely.
You know,
we
that it would be on that
that.
Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
we recognize that at the opening. We opened the prayer place then and recognized it there. It's beautiful, isn't it?
Really awesome.
Yeah.
Really awesome. So I don't want to. We'll go back to Janine in a minute here, but I want to say hi to Ben. Ben, hi. How you doing?
Hi. Good.
Okay. So we haven't forgotten about Ben. Ben's the director at ARC Services in Kalamazoo, and we're going to be speaking with him. Some more going forward here, but I just didn't want to know that we haven't forgotten about you.
I'm still here.
Okay, very good. All right. So, Janine, do you want to continue talk about this the prayer room or anything else you want to talk about?
Sure. And Fran, please join in too.
Okay.
You know, we have prayer partners that we're in need of. And we do have a prayer place coordinator named Sue, who's doing a phenomenal job of recruiting prayer partners, and that's for Monday and Wednesdays,
okay,
from that noon to 1 p.m. time slot. And, you know, so if you're interested in connecting with Sue, you know, please call me at Caring Network, and she will, you know, get you on the schedule and, you know, tell you more about, you know, what's required. But then again, we just want to encourage people anytime between Monday and Friday to come in and pray.
Awesome.
And fill out those cards.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to stop by.
Great.
Good.
I am.
Great. We have the cards in the lobby.
Awesome.
So, people just fill them out. And actually, we are putting prayer boxes at all of our locations. We're going to have one at the Ark Shelter.
Really?
We're going to have one at Barraga.
Yeah, the response has been very strong.
Yeah, even at the main office. Yeah. I just picked those up yesterday.
Yeah.
And
it hasn't even been 2 months.
No, it's just fabulous.
Wow.
Well, what a good idea, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have to say, Fran has really... for the last 2 years, you've been working hard to get this going, and it was one of those things that, you know, God has his plan, and you have to sort of be patient sometimes.
Yeah.
And Sue Hajek came in to meet with me about volunteering, and we were talking about trying to make it a good fit, and we just had this conversation about the power of prayer. And, you know, this light bulb went off, and I went, oh, my gosh, I have to connect you with Fran, because she has had this idea for 2 years now on trying to share with, you know, our supporters how important prayer is.
Right.
And, you know, it would take off and then it wouldn't take off. And Fran and Sue met, and I think in a matter of a week, you know, we sat down and it all came together.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't take any of the credit of it, because Fran and Sue really have made this a go of it.
Well,
so,
yeah. You're very generous.
No,
I think I think the Holy Spirit visited us that day when we were trying to make when we were making those plans.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, with a name like Francis, I mean, you know.
Right.
You've got,
yeah, it's a popular name right now.
St. Francis. Is, and all the Francises are celebrating. You know, my father-in-law's middle name is Francis, and he's taking full advantage of it, you know. And as well, all the Francises out there should. So it's really wonderful.
Well, I expect that in the future we're always going to have the prayer place open, you know, whenever the building is open.
Sure.
But I think we're going to have other events also.
Okay.
We have this Advent time. Oh, one thing that we didn't talk about that we really want people to know is we've put this out on our e-newsletter, but we want people who are having some difficult times during Advent. I mean, there's a lot of busyness and all, but if you've lost somebody and you feel alone, or just you have a lot of pain at the loss, this is a difficult time to go through these holidays sometimes.
Yes.
So we really want people to know, if you're somebody who's hurting, we want you to come. Your burden is not too great.
Amen.
We want you to come and either ask us to pray for you or come and pray with us, and we will pray with you.
Yeah. Right. And I think that is the greatest power of prayer, knowing when you know that someone's praying for you and when you can respond, like you say, responding back to those prayer cards, you know, that we prayed for you, and we want to continue to pray for you. And I think the attitude, too, is changing now, too, to rather saying to people, you know, well, I will pray for you, and saying that to them and say, bye, you know, instead of doing that, just say, you know what, do you have 2 minutes where we can just take a moment right here and now, right here in the middle of Myers, off to the side here,
right.
You know, let's go off to this little quiet area over here, and let me just and ask permission, can I hold your hand, or can I put my hand on your shoulder, and can I pray with you right now? Just to ask the Holy Spirit, to ask God the Father, to ask the Blessed Mother Mary. You know, I said to some people the other day, you know, I know that you don't practice in your tradition intercessory prayer, but there's no one better than the Mother of Jesus to really understand us so completely. And and I said to them, I says, you know, offer that up. It's not in your tradition, but it's in your heart. It's in all of our hearts. She is in all of our hearts, O Blessed Mother Mary.
Absolutely.
She is in there. And she's asking for us, you know, can I help you? You know, can I help you? Can I pray for you? And can I talk to my son about your dilemma, your pain, and what you're going through? So she's always reaching out for us.
Yes, absolutely.
Go ahead, Fran. What's the next item? We got a list of
items
here.
We talked about prayer.
Yes.
And we talked about home heating. And now we want to talk about partying.
All right.
Is she saying how the room became alive?
Is she saying Nicholas's name on here? Life
That's
is
right.
a party. Life
yep.
is all about it. It's a big party.
That's right.
You bet.
We have work to do, but we all, you know, we're joyful also.
Amen.
For the lives that we've been given, all the gifts and graces that we've been given.
Amen.
And so we have an event on St. Nicholas Day, which is December 6th.
Okay.
And
it's a Saturday.
This year, it's a Saturday,
all
which
right.
is really great. So what we've tried a couple of times, we've tried different things on St. Nicholas Day because he's, you know, he's a patron saint, he's the champion of children, and he and we have always had a special reverence for him. You
Amen.
Know?
Absolutely.
And so we're doing this for the second time, and we're going to have an event where grandparents, parents, aunts, friends of children,
okay.
whoever
Absolutely.
Can bring their children. And it's going to be at St. Catherine's
okay.
at the Stanley Center.
Right, in Portage.
And so they bring their children there, and we're going to be teaching the virtue of charity without being adult about it.
Uh-huh.
But just teach at the level of the children, all of us together. And one of the ways the bishop's going to do this is we'll have an Advent wreath there, of
okay.
course,
yeah.
and do that.
Nice.
And then after that, bishop will sit down, and he's going to read this book.
Oh, I'm going to show up.
The Saint Who Became
be
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And what happens is all the children scooch up and sit very close to him, and he reads this book. And the book is about the real St. Nicholas.
Yes.
Who was the Bishop of Myra.
Yes, that's right.
And it tells about, now, if you know that whole story about St. Nicholas, there are some things in there that might be scary to children.
Yeah.
About how he lived his life.
Yeah.
And this is written on a level for, you know, a first grader or second grader.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that those things that are, you know, might be very scary are not presented that way.
So is this the actual book that he will read?
This is it, yeah.
So if anybody wants a copy of this book, what is that?
Well, you know what? This is a precious copy because this book is no longer in print.
Wow. Well,
we have
about
we have about six copies.
Really?
And it's called The Saint Who Became Santa Claus.
Very nice.
And it's a lovely little book. Evelyn Bentz is the author. So hopefully they'll have another printing. But right now, it's going to be a really special time for the children to learn about the real
right.
St. Nicholas.
So the bishop is going to be there. He's
uh-huh.
going to read out of this book for all
uh-huh.
the kids and everyone who
Absolutely.
Is there.
It'll
uh-huh.
be from 3:30 to 5 p.m.
Okay.
at the Stanley Center in Portage.
Very
and that's
good.
Perfect. Bring your children, your family, and then go to Mass afterwards.
Mass is at 5:30 at St. Catherine.
At St. Catherine.
Mass is at 5:30. Okay, awesome.
And we've got a little surprise, too, for the kids. So,
wonderful.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know.
They have a little surprise. All the kids take their shoes off.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah.
and the adults, if they want
yeah.
to.
And
the
adults. Yeah, all right. We'll do the adults. So we're going to have a little activity. So when it starts, we're going to have a little activity table there for them to play a little bit. And
okay.
It's in a big room, so they can run around a little bit, and then they'll be quiet with the bishop. And
awesome.
We're also going to have opportunities for people to give, for people to bring something that a family might need, like
okay.
a canned goods, something like that.
Canned goods or toys?
And,
are you collecting
yeah.
toys at
uh-huh.
all? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there any need, I mean, a special need in that area? I mean,
yes.
as far as, I'm sure we're going to get into that too, but particular age groups or particular things that you're looking for?
You know, I could speak to that because we really could use, at Caring Network, we have our Caring Closet where everything is either brand new or gently donated or gently used by the community. And the Caring Closet is where our mothers and babies can shop. And by shop, I mean they pick out the items that they need. And they do that with a volunteer. Well, we're always running low on certain items. And so if a family at the St. Nick event would want to bring diapers, wipes. Especially the larger size diapers, onesies, socks, bibs, bottles, anything that you know, a little baby could use, that would be really helpful.
Anything that would be nice for the mom?
I mean,
is there anything?
Oh, for mom?
Yeah, absolutely. For the mother.
You know what? That's a really good point.
You know, that's always something nice. You know, I mean, it's tough to be a mom, right?
Yes, it is. And speaking to that, in the Caring Closet, we do have a maternity wear section. And so it does. When our volunteers, you know, visit shop with the women, they have to not force them, but encourage them to take something for themselves. So, yeah, we could use socks, you know,
hats, gloves.
You know, I have a volunteer who makes pretty earrings, and she will bring earrings. There's all sorts of little things that we can do, you know, that our moms could use.
Awesome.
So hygiene products, I mean, soap, lotions, all of that, toothpaste, anything like that would be very much appreciated.
And that can be taken to the Caring Network on Southwestern. What is the address? Do you have the address that's there on Southwestern?
It is 1441 Southwestnich Avenue in Kalamazoo.
Awesome.
But, yeah, bring something, you know, to the St. Nick event. And it's a great way to teach, like you said, your children the virtue of charity.
Yeah.
And, you know, kids picking out some little baby items.
We're also going to have the opportunity for families to give funds there.
Okay,
so we're going to take donations.
Yeah.
And we're going to take donations electronically there.
Wonderful.
Yes. On cell phones. So
so you got a little swiper, a little card swiper that you
texting.
Oh, very good.
To donate. And so we're thinking that the kids might kind of like that because that's in their tech world, you know.
Yes, it is.
And and so we're going to try that this time and see too.
That's wonderful.
But I think what I think that the whole experience is going to be, and this is what we're trying for, and I think this is what's going to happen, that, that you know, St. Nicholas had a great life and a great message.
Yes.
And we want them to learn about that real person and kind of, distinguish what we really value from all the economic activity that's going on right now that's called Christmas.
Right.
No.
Yes. Yeah, and to really what is the real meaning behind it. And, of course, St. Nicholas is so famous for saving those young girls who were going to basically be sent into slavery indentured servitude. And he saved them.
Right.
He helped them, and we all have the ability, every single one of us have the ability to help one another, and that's what God calls us to do. He ultimately calls us to give our very lives, as Jesus Christ did on the cross, but we're all called to move forward in that direction. And those little sacrifices that we make, whether we give $100 or $200, and there's many people who can give $10,000, and there is no better organization than Catholic Charities to give that money to. You know, you guys just do a phenomenal job all year long, especially, you know, and of course these funds are needed all year long too, you know, and I'm sure you are happy to have donors who would give you a little bit of money every single month throughout the year too.
Could I tell you,
this time of the year is a big deal. Yes, go ahead.
Could I tell you about this texting thing?
Yes,
it's
sure.
It's ready.
Go right ahead.
And if you're a person who texts, you can donate this way. In the address cell there, you put in 41444. And in the message, you put in CCDOK.
Right.
Same as our website.
Right. Yeah.
And then it'll take you to a page, and then you just say how much you want to donate, and it does it.
It's like a PayPal type company that processes it, mm-hmm. and it's a secure line and all that. So yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
good.
And if you're not comfortable with doing that, you can always visit our website, and we have a donate button, which will take you to PayPal or different ways that you can donate to our agency.
Excellent. And you guys do such a wonderful job. You really do. Thank God for you folks and everything that you do, especially with the young mothers. Especially, and I speak out to the people who are pro-life. The laws. Whether the laws ever get changed or not. The fact of the matter is, we have a dilemma in our culture today. We have a dilemma in our society today, where these women, these poor women, do not get any support from their families. Their families kick them out because they get pregnant. It's disgraceful. And so I'm asking you to give. If you are pro-life, you will give. You will care. And you will be able to do those things. It's wonderful to want to change the laws, but the fact of the matter is today we have young mothers who need diapers for their babies, who need formula for those babies. Their families have abandoned them. And the wonderful people at Catholic Charities are doing something about it, and they need our support. And so I'm asking you, please to try to help.
If I can interject too, yes. I really do. I always, my mantra is to anybody who walks, that I come in contact with, I'm like, we really are your Catholic Charities. Amen. Because we're taking care of the most vulnerable in our community in 9 counties. And, speaking about, our moms and that we take care of at Caring Network, they are brave women.
I have
volunteers who are mentors to young pregnant teens between the ages of 14 and 17. They can be pregnant or parenting. And I made a match this last year where the young woman came to us and her family, kicked her out because she was pregnant and they wanted her to have an abortion. And she said, no, I'm not going to. And, she came to our agency. We worked with her. Thankfully her family came around, but their initial reaction was no.
Right.
You need to do this. And she said, no, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
And, she attended our pregnancy class for teens. She's working with a case manager and, she's matched with, a great mentor.
Wonderful.
Whether you're Catholic or not Catholic, our agency is really, doing the work that's needed in our community.
And we do these things not because you're Catholic. We do these things because we're Catholic.
Right.
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 That's what we do because this is our mission, the mission that Jesus Christ has given us. So also, young mothers or young girls who are pregnant or a young man who has gotten a girl pregnant, there is help available and we will help you. We will try to help you as much as we possibly can so that you can have that baby. Whether you keep that baby or offer that baby up for adoption to another home, it's so much better to bring that child into the world than the other option, which is just which just scars you for life, which is horrible. And we pray for those mothers out there that have gone through that. Those women who have gone through that, who have experienced that, and we pray for you, and we love you, and we forgive you, and your baby is waiting for you in heaven. Your baby is waiting for you, so do not despair. Do not despair. Mm-hmm. Come to Jesus, and God will help heal you of those wounds as well. So, wonderful programs. So Fran, what's the next item on our list? We got about another 20 minutes to go.
I know, we don't have much longer.
Time just goes right by.
So, in developing, the virtue of charity, we've been talking about volunteering.
Yes.
Giving funds and praying. And we have, a couple of other things that we'd like to suggest as ways to do that.
Okay.
Adopting a family, and then we have year-round programs, Playpen and Welcome Home.
Right.
And Janine oversees all this work, and I'd like her to talk about that a little bit and maybe tell a story or two
about
people who've receive these services.
Go ahead, Janine.
Busy time of year right now at Catholic Charities, because we do. We have a fabulous, I don't know if you'd call it a program, but just a giving opportunity where family or sponsors out in the community can adopt a family of ours in our Catholic Charities system. It might be a homeless youth at the ARC, or it might be a mom and a baby and a family at Caring Network.
Okay.
And they can provide a meal for them at Thanksgiving, and then at Christmas time, provide gifts for them under the tree. And to be honest, we're set for Thanksgiving. We are doing really well. We pretty much have everybody matched.
Wonderful.
But if, by chance, we just had Catholic Daughters show up yesterday. They did bring us the frozen turkey and some non-perishable food items, which is wonderful, because at the last minute, we will have families that need things. So, you know, I'm not saying don't call me for Thanksgiving, but I pretty much have matched everybody that needs to be matched.
That's great.
I do have for Christmas probably a dozen or more larger families that could use help for Christmas. And by larger, I mean probably 5 to 8 members in a family. And I have examples of businesses that will put a giving tree in their place of work, and so people don't get really overwhelmed. They can just pick an item and say, yep, I'm going to contribute to that family.
Yeah.
These are all families that we are working with at our agency that are making an effort to move forward in life. They know when they make out this needs and wants list, there's no guarantee that they are going to get sponsored for the holiday, but they're very thankful. The majority of conversations I have with sponsors, they're always like, this is it. This is all they want. Why haven't the mom and dad put anything on their list?
Right. Yeah.
And it's because they want to try to make that holiday special for their kids.
Right.
And so, yeah, if you're interested in sponsoring a family for Christmas, I'm your girl to call, which is at Caring Network.
Okay.
And it's 269-381-1234, and ask for Janine. And just leave your name and number, and I'll call you back.
Okay. Why don't you give that number one more time for
269-381-1234. And, you know, how it works is if you're interested, I'll go over the family, explain a little bit about who they are, what their needs are, and you then shop for the family. And then you have to wrap the gifts and put the gender and the age, you know, on each gift.
Okay.
And then you drop off the gifts at St. Joseph Parish on in their gymnasium on December 18th between 8 a.m. and 12 noon.
Okay.
And then the families come and pick up the items in the afternoon. So it's kept anonymous.
Yeah.
And it's just – it's electric in the gym that day. I mean, and truly, the sponsors – are floating on air when they come in. It's just really wonderful. And I've been doing this for 4 years, and each year gets bigger and better. And, you know, I had my first phone call in October. Janine, when are you sending the letter out? When are the family information forms going to be ready? And we live in such a great community. I'm always blown away by how generous our community is.
The generosity.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely. Generosity of spirit. And, you know, it's
neat. And that generosity of spirit goes right through to the families.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I have had, you know, families that have said to me, you know, when they're filling out a thank you card, when I get back on my feet, I'm doing this. You know, yeah. I am so appreciative. I'm going to pay this forward. And they mean it. So,
absolutely.
And it's not just, you know, we had one mother who, you know, she was pregnant, her husband left her, and she was able to use our services for a year. She didn't know what she was going to do for Christmas. You know, she worked with our case manager. She was asking for art supplies. I mean, she literally was like, I just need paper and crayons. That's all my children love to do.
Right.
A year later, she came back. She had a job. She sponsored a family. It's just the miracle,
that's
you know?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there are other, you know, and if you don't want to sponsor a family, you know, I had a woman yesterday call me, and she has decided to open up her home during the holidays. She's going to have like a Saturday night cookies and punch. And she took our most needed items list for Caring Network, and she's asked everyone in the neighborhood to bring a wrapped gift, and she's going to donate
God
those items
her.
To Caring Network.
That's amazing.
She did that, yeah. And
she's
that's
doing her
fabulous.
Own little toy
she's
drive.
Said, yep, I'm doing yeah. my own toy
that's
drive.
Right. And we can use these things.
That's true.
You know, we yes, can use yeah. these things. You told me about another woman who called, and she,
oh, Liz, yeah.
And she said, I need a family with a cupboard and a
right.
freezer.
I love, I have, you know what, I wish you had, I have goosebumps
Isn't
when
that
I,
great?
When I, yes. So Liz called me and she said, Janine, it's Liz and you know the routine. And I'm like, okay, Liz. She, every year, she shops all year long and she does the buy one, get one free. So she'll do non-perishable items, toilet paper, you know, napkins, deodorant, shampoo, all of that.
Yeah.
And then when it gets closer to Christmas, she finds out what the family wants, a ham or turkey, pies, and I better find her a family that has a freezer and cupboard space because she is going to fill their cupboards and their freezers with the essentials. And she said she thinks about them all year long. She
wow.
goes, I don't know who you're going to match me with, but she goes, you know what? It's the grace of God. And she
yeah.
said, when I'm shopping, I'm going, okay, this is for my family at Christmas time.
Right.
And so
she's experiencing that feeling all year long. That
right.
This is what I'm going
right.
to do. And this is how I'm going to change somebody's life, including her own.
Right.
Including her own. So.
And can you tell
beautiful.
A little bit about Playpen and Welcome Home before
sure.
we finish?
Yep, absolutely. Well, we have our parish Playpen program,
mm-hmm.
and we put a Playpen in a parish, and they sponsor us for a month. And we have 13 different parishes right now that are supporting us throughout the year. In fact, Blessed Sacrament in Allegan has it for the month of December.
Awesome.
And, you know, we ask parishioners to put our needed items in there, diapers, wipes, onesies, socks. And we take gently used items because, you know, babies grow fast and those sleepers, we need those sleepers at Caring Network. And so I can always use more parishes to support us with that, or it doesn't have to be a parish. It could be a business or a school. In fact, St. Augustine's does this for us.
Really?
2 weeks they have it at the church, and then they put it in the school for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And so if you're interested in that, I'm the person to contact. And I actually do have a volunteer that works with me, Mary, who just loves to travel out to the different parishes
right.
and talk with the staff. And, you know, she does a great job with it. Welcome Home is the same concept,
okay.
only it's for homeless youth. And so there we're looking for, you know, all the basic necessities that a homeless youth needs when they're getting into their first home. You know,
okay.
we're taking them off the street. We're putting them into transitional housing so they can use pots and pans, and they can be gently used sheets, bedding, hygiene products, cleaning supplies, razors, you know, things that you need to get your life started. And so it's the same concept as the Playpen. And I do need more sponsors for that.
Okay. All right.
You know, for example, Hackett's football team sponsored us for their first home football game, and everybody brought items. So
okay.
if, you know, if there are high school kids out there that are interested then in this,
very
to
good.
Give me a call.
Would Ben talk a little bit about that, a little about the homeless youth as far
sure.
as
yeah.
that program goes, the Welcome Home program?
So, yeah, like Janine said, the Welcome Home program, we're trying to get youth who haven't had a home or have, you know, maybe they had a home previously and
okay.
they had to leave lots of stuff behind. So they're starting with nothing when they come in.
Okay.
And so they're going sometimes into our housing,
all right.
transitional housing. They're sometimes going into their own housing that we've helped them search out. So
okay.
they need all these setup items that you don't think about.
Like, yeah.
the pots and pans, the cleaning supplies, toilet paper.
Just the basic
bedding,
basics.
You know, a mop, a broom.
Okay.
All those sorts of things are needed. And, you know, my first experience with this was several years ago. There was an event at St. Monica's where they did a drive for this. And we were blown away by this
really?
Youth rally.
Fran okay.
was there as well. We had I had our big cargo van from Catholic Charities there, and we filled it up and had to start filling up Fran's car and another staff member's
wonderful.
Car as well.
Wonderful.
Right.
There was so much stuff, and it, a lot of it was brand new stuff. They really went all out. And
wow.
Really, that was, you know, talk about getting goosebumps. That right. was a big showing of the community support.
Right. Yeah.
That's great.
Right.
So is there things at the ARC, while I've got Ben talking here on this, is there things at the ARC, especially this Christmas season, things that you need that you can think of I'm sure always cash donations, that type of thing, but anything in particular that you can think of that you'd like to ask people to be generous with or what they can do, what they can do for the ARC?
Our youth at the ARC need a lot of the same things that Janine has mentioned, socks, okay. underwear.
Yep.
Those are big things, gently used or new clothing for teenagers that they can wear. Many of our youth come in and they don't have much. And they might have one or two changes of clothes. And, you know, if they have to go 3 or 4 days without doing laundry or even longer because they're out on the streets, that can be a challenge.
And a lot of these youth have been kicked out of their homes or...
Some have many, you know,
different situations.
There's
can
all sorts of different situations.
Yeah.
So youth may have been kicked out of their homes for one reason or another.
Right.
The family themselves may be experiencing homelessness. We've had a huge number of youth.
Right.
You know, we've got families staying at the Gospel Mission, and a 17-year-old boy doesn't do well at the Gospel Mission.
Right.
And that creates some challenges, and so they are seeking shelter with us.
Because it's really a safer environment. Well, I'm not saying that the Kalamazoo Gospel Mission is not a safe environment, but what you're saying is that a more appropriate
environment. It's a much smaller, more appropriate environment for a teenager.
Yes.
Much more controlled.
You bet.
And it's teen-oriented.
Much more oriented towards them.
Exactly. Rather than adults and small children.
Right.
You know,
right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. And we're going to talk more with you, too. We're actually going to do two programs. We've got so much information. We're going to do two programs. So one of the reasons why you haven't heard a lot from Ben is he's going to talk a lot in the next program.
Right.
So on stuff that's going on with the ARC. But we got about 7 minutes left to go. So is there anything else, Fran, that you want to touch on in this program?
Yes. You know, I think we mentioned that our annual appeal is coming up. Just in the next couple weeks for the rest of the year.
Okay.
And one of the things we didn't mention is our program called Berga Manor Apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 48-unit subsidized apartment living for elderly people, mobility-impaired people. It's in Otsego. It's a wonderful little jewel there.
Yeah, it is.
And I want to tell you a little story. Property is funded through HUD, the Housing and Urban Development.
Okay.
But there's some things that aren't covered, and we can always use some help through the annual appeal for Berga Manor Apartments. But I want to tell you the story about this man named George. And we met George a number of years ago, after his nephew went searching for him. He was living in a pickup truck in a state park. And he had been living in a camper, but then the camper had no heat and no water, and then finally the roof collapsed.
Mm.
And so George's nephew, of course, was very distressed at George's situation. He's an older man living in a pickup truck. So George's nephew found out about Berga Manor Apartments and brought George to us. And although he was reluctant at first, he did agree to live at Berga. And he actually became a really great community member.
Okay.
He'd sit on the bench outside and talk with people. And one thing we learned about him was that he loved to ride a bike, and he didn't have one. And so the Berga staff bought him a bike.
Wow, that's nice.
And so in his last years, he died a little over a year ago. But in his last years, he had this bike, and he was going around Otsego on his bike and really having a great joy and having safe, decent housing. And the end of his life was good.
That's great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful, beautiful story. And so much that you guys do great things with the most vulnerable, right?
Right.
The children, the young mothers, the elderly that are in our community in this in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. So we encourage you to go to Catholic Charities website, which is ccdok.org, and donate online if you can donate online, or if you can call Janine or Fran or Ben and help them in any way. Call them, tell them that you're praying for them. Offer up, yeah, try to do that little extra. Try to stretch yourself this year for that little extra something that you can do for your community, for the children, or for Berrigan Manor. You know, can they, now another question is, can people specifically say, hey, I want to, I'm sending in this $100 or $500, I want it to go to Berrigan.
Oh,
can
yes.
they do that? Can people
Absolutely.
Do that?
Yes. Yeah.
So that's okay for people to do that. If they want it to go to a specific program or event, they can kind
but
of...
But we honor the donor's intent.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And even for, and I should have mentioned this before when we were talking about the holiday sponsorship, if you want us to shop for you, we can do that. So just let
Very
us
good.
Know. We will shop
okay.
for the family. If you want to send your donation in, we will get those gifts.
Awesome.
So if you're not a shopper.
Awesome. Well, in case you're just joining us, we're kind of wrapping up here. This is the Epiphany Radio Program. My name is Deacon Louis Zemlich, and we're meeting with Fran Denny, who is executive director at Catholic Charities, and also Janine, who is the volunteer coordinator, and Ben, who is the director at ARC Services for Youth. We're meeting with them and talking with them, and this program will be replayed again. I believe they do it on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock, but we really hope that you... call them and go online and help support Catholic Charities in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. I know it's a great mission for our bishop to do that. And, of course, this weekend we have the drive that's going on for heating assistance. So that'll be going on at the parishes. But whether you go to the parish or not, they can still donate, right?
Yes.
They can still donate. So they can still go to your website, or they can still mail you a check for that heating assistance. Whether you're Catholic or not, you know, we can use that money. And we don't just have these programs for just Catholics or just Christians. We have these for people, for human beings,
right.
for people who need help. So we don't discriminate in any manner, any way, shape, or form. So only a couple of minutes left, Fran.
I just want to have an opportunity to express our gratitude to everyone who helps us. And, you know, you may not realize this, but you help us in ways that we never see. If you kindly open a door for someone and smile,
Amen.
That someone gets that feeling that,
right.
you know, you respect their dignity.
Yeah.
If it happens
right.
to be our client.
Amen.
You know, that's coming back
Absolutely.
To us that way.
Amen.
But for anyone, it makes for a more peaceful and gentle world. And we thank you for all your efforts in that regard.
And it changes people's lives, those simple things that we can do day in and day out. You know, there was a story about this gentleman who was in San Francisco, and he said, you know, if one person looks at me and smiles, he wrote this in a suicide note, unfortunately. He says, if one person looks at me and smiles on the way to the bridge, I will go back. I will come back home. And unfortunately, on his way to the bridge, no one looked at him and no one smiled at him.
Ouch.
And just the great tragedy of that. But I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, that's what's happening today. That's what's happening in our culture today. Look up. Look up and look at each other. Smile at each other. Find that love that's in your heart, that peace of Jesus Christ that's in each and every one of us that's reaching out, crying out for our brothers and sisters. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you for
thank
having
you.
Us.
Thank you, and please support Catholic Charities. And
come party with us on December 6th.
Come see the bishop.
That's right, December 6th, see the bishop. And don't forget the heating assistance. And their website, too, is ccdok.org. And please go on there and donate online. And keep these wonderful people in your prayers, and as well as Holy Family Radio as well. Thank you very much, and may God bless you.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Epiphany with your host, Deacon Louis Zemlich, on Holy Family Radio. If you have suggestions or comments, you can email us at epiphany@holyfamilyradio.net. Also, if you would like to listen to this program again or share it with a friend, audio copies are available online at holyfamilyradio.net. Thank you for listening.